Welcome to another installment of this mini-series, Holy Miron, from Armenia to your home, celebrating the upcoming blessing of the Miron at Holy Etchmiadzin. If you've missed previous sessions of this series, you'll find them on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Better yet, visit us at epostle.net, where you can also sign up to receive these daily messages directly in your inbox. Here then is today's episode. Thank you for listening. God bless. Armadoxy for today. Miron from the center. At the blessing of the Holy Miron, thousands of people come from throughout the world to witness the event, which occurs once every 7 years. For many who attend, it is a once-in-a-lifetime event, something they have only heard about and now witnessing. Today, thanks to technology, the blessing is streamed live and remains as a memory forever as a recording on digital platforms. With digital broadcasts, people anywhere on earth with even humble means are able to witness this event. Today, we will continue to mark our scorecards with more hints of who's who based on their attire. Let's start off by saying not all who wear black are priests. The black cassock is the attire of the monastery. Deacons, priests, and bishops, all three of the main orders wear the black cassock. The priest, the kahana, may wear a pectoral cross if granted by his bishop or upon passing his doctoral exam. Those wearing the hood, the verar, but without crosses are likely to be aperaz. Those with hoods and the pectoral cross are the vartabets. The ones with the hood, but wearing a banake, which is an oval medallion with the Holy Virgin and Christ Child pictured on them, are bishops. The one with the diamond-studded cross on his hood is the Catholicos of all Armenians. He may wear a banake or sometimes the double-headed eagle as a symbol of authority. Dioceses are geographic areas that exist in Armenia and throughout the world. The Armenian Church has three other geographic areas outside of Armenia that have historic relevance. Now, these have their own rules of governance. The Catholicosate of the Sea of Cilicia today functions out of Lebanon. It has a Catholicos who heads it and consecrates bishops to serve for the see. Jerusalem, because of its significance in Christianity, has an archbishop whose title is Patriarch. Likewise, in Istanbul, once Constantinople, the archbishop who is the ecclesiastical head of this geography is referred to as a patriarch. Technically, use of the double-headed eagle was reserved for the Patriarch of Constantinople because it was the center of the world. The two heads of the eagle point right and left as it signifies from one end to the other end of the earth. During the blessing of Miron ceremony, the Catholicos of all Armenians stands in the center, surrounded by the bishops of the church. Now, their order is not random. They line up according to their seniority within the church, and it is based on their date of ordination. Standing next to the Catholicos are either the Catholicos of Cilicia or his representative, followed by the Patriarchs of Jerusalem and Constantinople or their representatives. Bishops participate by holding many of the relics and artifacts that are held at Holy Etchmiadzin, including the lance, the spear, which pierced the side of Jesus while he was on the cross, and the holy relic of St. Gregory the Illuminator. Today we conclude with this prayer. Remember, Lord, all the faithful everywhere, men and women, old and young, who in faith and holiness come to you for strength and courage to lead and guide your holy church. Amen.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.